This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. Coming up, a corrupt Silk Road investigator has been re-arrested. So he was supposed to go to prison, decided he was going to try to leave the United States instead. One of the corrupt cops who...
He's seen enough people go to prison. He's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, so we'll tell you about what happened there. Give you the update on the Silk Road case. And also, coming up soon, in less than 2 weeks, we're going to be at the Liberty Forum. And in fact, Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht, his mother is going to be attending. Lynn, she'll be at the Liberty Forum again. We'll tell you more about that event. It's very, very exciting. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And welcome aboard to our new listeners in Pullman and Moscow, Pullman, Washington, and Moscow, Idaho. Which
right
is,
there on the border.
Yep, right there on the border.
KQQQ,
KQQQ, which is an AM station.
That's a pretty sweet set of calls.
And also, it has an FM transmitter as well on 104.7. So welcome aboard to all of our listeners out there. You guys are getting Sundays on Free Talk Live. You're getting a delay broadcast. So you're hearing us a couple hours after we've actually already done the show. But if you want to get involved, whatever radio station you're listening to, if you're listening online or via podcast, if you want to get involved in the show, you can always call during our live hours, which are from 7 to 10 at night. Eastern time, 7 nights a week. So we're always here, always happy to take your calls and your thoughts about what happens to be on your mind. So welcome aboard. And yes, this is a show where it's open phones every single night. Really, I love to hear what listeners think and what they are interested in. I find that more interesting than talking to you, Mark. I mean, you know, we can talk anytime. We don't get the chance to talk to random people that we don't know, except when we're on the show. So that's one of the reasons why I do the show that way. You can join us here, 855-453. We were talking about body parts, naked body parts. In this case, nipples, and the female nipples specifically, which is very offensive to some people out there. So offensive that some people will actually call the police when they see female nipples in public. And that's what happened in the summer of 2015 as Free the Nipple activists were on the beach in Guilford, New Hampshire. Now, the ladies from the Free the Nipple campaign had set up an event on a different beach called Weirs Beach, which is located in the same general vicinity, but everything's the same general vicinity here in New Hampshire when it comes to the seacoast. But they weren't bothered by the police during their actual event. So they had a bunch of ladies come out. They went to the beach. It was actually kind of a cold, rainy day, but they nonetheless did, you know, get topless was the intention of this this event. It wasn't really a protest because they hadn't scheduled an actual time for it, nor did they schedule a location besides the beach. So the idea was that if you were a lady, that you were to go to the beach on this day in particular and be topless while you were on the beach. That's all that it was intended to be.
Okay.
The ladies who were there during the day did manage to find one another, and so they ended up taking some group photos and things like that. And I'm glad that happened because, you know, I wasn't organizing this. Had I been organizing it, and it certainly wouldn't have been my place to do so, but had I been organizing it, I would have picked a time and a place for people to meet. That way you could have a large group photo and show, hey, look, here we were. Here's the proof that this thing actually happened. Because if it had just been, you know, one lady going out with her boyfriend or a couple girls going out and hanging out on the beach, it wouldn't really be a photo op. It wouldn't be something that could be publicized in any significant way. And I think that while I understand their idea was that this wasn't supposed to be a protest, it was just supposed to be a normal day at the beach while topless. So I get where they were coming from. Ultimately, that's not good for headlines, so I like the idea of people discussing this issue. And the Free the Nipple campaign was a highly discussed issue during the summertime of 2015 here in New Hampshire and in other places.
It should be discussed during the summer, yeah.
And in other places around the country.
February, not so much.
And around the world, there are these Free the Nipple campaigns and topless activism that has gone on in various different places. And in some places, it's completely legal to be topless. In others, it's not so much. In New Hampshire, it's legal to be topless as a female statewide. However, at the Weir's Beach and at Guilford Beach, there is a town ordinance that bans females from being topless at the beach. So the idea was that they were going to this Weir's Beach to violate that town ordinance and to challenge it. And they were actually hoping that they would get arrested for it so they could overturn the ordinance as unconstitutional in court.
And here in New Hampshire, a town can't make a rule like that without the state first sort of allowing them to do that. That's one of those sort of things about home.
It is not a home rule state.
It is not a home rule state.
Right. And so they went out there and they basically had a successful day, which was great for photo ops. But ultimately, the cops didn't move in on them when they were out doing their first event. The cops did move against them when they went to Guilford Beach, just as sort of a small group. It wasn't publicized in any significant way. It was just a few of the ladies from Free the Nipple who had gone to the beach, just legitimately going to the beach, and they were topless on the beach. Well, some prudes called the police, and the police...
There's women out here that don't have a shirt on!
Yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, the children were one of the alleged concerns from the cop callers in this case.
So the funny thing here is I mean, we've all seen these tops that cover nearly nothing, right?
That's correct.
I mean, so if these gals had on those
string bikini or
those
whatever,
little round band-aids that you could buy at the store, you know, that's sufficient in order to, you know, handle the law in this circumstance. A couple of pieces of electrical tape, you know, cover the law here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is how pointless this law is in the first place, is if you can get around it with some pasties, then what's the point of it in the first place?
Well, the children will be poisoned if they see an areola mark. Don't you know that this is the mark of the devil?
I think children will be very interested, okay? I mean, I grew up in the 70s. Every now and then I got to see some gal who didn't have her shirt on. It was the 70s.
I think I would be as interested to see the taped boobies as I would the areola boobies.
Yeah, that too would be interesting. Yeah. But, you know, then there was just like, well, now we need a law that prevents taped boobies too. Right? Like pretty soon they're refining the town ordinance.
Before you know it, you've got to cover up with a burqa.
Right. Pretty soon it's not just, it's not just them hanging there. It's side boob too, and then the whole thing. It just keeps on devolving from there. Can't have too much of the buttocks showing, and yep.
So I had the pleasure of going to the trial for the ladies. They were ticketed, by the way. So the cops came. The cops said, put your tops back on or else. And I think a couple of the ladies did put their tops on at that point. And no, actually, excuse me. No, I forget exactly who did or who didn't. But anyway, two of the ladies ended up with tickets. And so when you get a ticket for these sorts of things, it's considered a violation, meaning that they weren't technically arrested through the whole handcuff them, book them down at the station process.
Mm-hmm.
They were willing to give their name and address so the cop could fill out the ticket and then put their tops back on. So the cops then left. So they had what they wanted, which was the court case at that point. And they actually brought on board Dan Hines, who is a Free State Project early mover. He's an attorney, a Liberty attorney. He took their case pro bono, which is great. I was really glad to hear that he was willing to do the case for free. And he did, in my opinion, a great job. The video of the full trial has been posted for a couple months now. It was toward the end of December, I believe, was when it happened. And the full trial is up. If you want to watch it, it's pretty entertaining, I got to say. The people who called the police are ridiculous in how prudish that they are. You know, one lady claiming that it's somehow a danger to her children, her, you know, 12-year-old son or whatever, to be able to see someone's breasts on the beach. I mean, come on. What world do these people live in? What world do these parents live in? They believe that a 12-year-old boy hasn't seen some breasts on the internet. I mean, unless you're keeping him locked in a dungeon with no access whatsoever to any kind of internet, it's 100% odds that by age 12, I had seen boobs in a Playboy by age 5 in the 1980s. So to suggest that someone in their, you know, 12, 10, 11 range has not yet seen those things is ridiculous.
Well, I think first off, parents aren't willing to admit to themselves that it's their discomfort around their kids seeing it that they're really concerned about. It's not their kids seeing if they're concerned about. It's their discomfort around their kids seeing.
What do they think's going to happen? That seeing some topless breasts is going to turn them into a sexual deviant? I mean, where? How do you get? What is going through their head in this particular case?
I don't know what.
Is it a religious exemption or objection? And maybe you're one of these parents who would call the police on a topless lady on the beach. If that's you, I want to hear from you tonight. Our number's 855-450-FREE. Why would you do that to someone? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country.
Yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, the live Sunday edition, joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us in real life. Coming up in less than 2 weeks, we are going to be at the Liberty Forum, starting on the 18th. That's a Thursday. And going through the 21st, that would be a Sunday. So a full weekend plus a day of Liberty stuff going on in the Radisson Hotel at Manchester. It's the biggest convention space in all of New Hampshire. And this is the place where the Free State Project is going to be holding its 9th Liberty Forum event. Edward Snowden is going to be the keynote speaker at this event. That is going to be awesome because Edward Snowden... Yeah. I mean, really, what else do you need to say? But there will be hundreds of people there, as well as some other great speakers, and I don't know who many of them are, but you might. So go to nhlibertyforum.com, and you can see the list of all the other speakers. But Edward Snowden, Lynn Ulbricht, there's going to be some great speechifying going on, but more importantly, it's the connecting with the community. You've heard about the Free State Project. You've heard that this week the Free State Project it completed its goal of 20,000 people who love liberty who are going to move to New Hampshire and get active, like you and I did, Mark. We've now been here for nearly a decade. We're early movers. Now the official move has actually begun. And this weekend, there was at least one family that moved into the Peterborough area. So the actual move, the first people who've moved during the move phase, it's happened. We're well on our way here. And the Liberty Forum is going to be a celebration of that move. Hundreds of liberty-minded people in the same hotel for a weekend. You really can't beat this event. It's a lot of fun, and it's affordable. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. Get your tickets. Lock them in. Get your hotel room taken care of. Do that now. You don't want to be out in the cold on Liberty Forum. You don't want to have to walk from this hotel to your hotel. You want to be in the hotel. The parties are going to happen after hours. It's going to be a great time. You don't want to miss this. NHLibertyForum.com. I also hear a rumor that the new Cell 411 is going to be released at the Liberty Forum, so we're going to have Virgil Vaduva on the show to talk about it. We'll talk to various different guests and speakers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a great time, so join us there. Free Talk Live broadcasting live February 18th through the 21st. NHLibertyForum.com. We'll continue discussing the free the Nipple campaign, the court decision that came out that even though it was in the favor of the Free the Nipple activists, most of it was pretty awful. Okay. And I'll share some excerpts from the decision here in moments, but first let's go to Doug in Michigan. Doug, you're listening, I think, to WTKG. Are you in Grand Rapids, Doug?
Hello, yes. Hi, gentlemen.
Excellent.
Nice talking to you again.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know about the free nipple movement thing. There should be some values that we hold on to in this country. Would it be okay if we all took our pants off and just let it all hang out?
Are the values that that oppose topless freedom?
Well, I think like keeping the erogenous zones in the bedroom for everybody would be pretty cool because there wouldn't be all this bickering about it. You know, these are just little movements that are put together with other forces, too, you know, not to get too much into that. But
forces.
Just like the bakery over in Oregon, the lesbian couple, you know, that wanted to get that court case sued. They destroyed that family. They destroyed them.
100%. However, I would point out no families are going to be destroyed by women being able to take their shirts off if men can. Now, are you saying that you think that men should have to wear shirts out at the beach, too? Is that what you're saying? Because, I mean, I'm fine with that, as long as it's fair.
I didn't mention men at all.
Well, you said erogenous zones. You said erogenous zones.
I really admire you guys for your stand on individual liberty. I am all for individual liberty. The Aristotle philosophies of individual rights that founded this country made this country exceptional. Those are strict principles to stick by, and you guys do that okay, I think. I think you did pretty good. I learned it. I lived it. I learned it from Ayn Rand, too.
But I think Mark did ask you an important question, and that was that you said...
Hold on. Yes, these people just want to keep values, and I want to keep values. I don't want people walking around naked on the street. You know, I mean, I think we should have some class here and just keep it all... Keep the private parts in the damn bedroom.
So what you're saying, though, is that it is... I just want to clarify. So you believe that men should also put on a shirt?
I didn't say anything about men. No. I just said this kind of behavior cannot lead towards a more civil society.
Okay, but wait. So are you saying that it should be criminal for women to be topless, but not for men?
Well, for some reason, the male nipple, probably because it doesn't feed children, isn't considered that way, but...
But it's not an erogenous zone.
A legitimate question, nevertheless.
Is the nipple an erogenous zone?
Well, it's an erogenous zone, but no more or less than the male.
I never thought so.
Okay, so just to be clear, you said you thought that erogenous zones should be covered up. You weren't referring to nipples.
I think that we got to maintain values in this country. If you look at like a 1940s picture from your city, you know, just look at everybody all dressed up. We had class, man. There wasn't even a pothole in the street either. You can't find a pothole in the street in the 1940s.
Well, why the 1940s? Let's go back to the 1140s. Maybe you can find women that are topless there. You're picking an arbitrary time frame and saying that that's the time frame we should go for. And
well,
other people in a free country. In a free country, other people are going to pick different time frames and have different values. All my suggestion here is that if we make the law equal in this particular area, you will stop having the problem. Because there's going to be very few women that really want to run around with their tops off.
Yeah,
many of the women who run around with their tops off are simply doing it because they do not feel they're being treated fairly under the law. And it's about the only way that I can tell that women are not fairly treated under the law any longer. So if we remove this sort of antiquated, values, religious-based stuff from the law and let communities handle it, and by that I mean, shunning people. If you're running around with, looking all floppy or whatever, then people aren't going to want to hang out with you.
Gotcha. Yep.
Right, because if it's private property, you can set whatever rules you want to. And I think this does beg the question of why do we have public property and shouldn't we not have public property? I don't think that we should. I think that we should have private property, and then each private property owner can make whatever rules they want. And then if you want, if a private property owner says, yeah, it's fine to be topless here, then the topless people can go there, and the people who don't like toplessness don't have to go there. But with a public beach, then people should be treated equally. And I think you got to be careful with what you say. If you say erogenous zones shouldn't be shown, but then you say a moment later that you don't consider the nipple to qualify for that.
I said, well, it is not considered to be that, I don't think.
Well, yeah, it could be. I mean, an erogenous zone is an area of the human body, this is according to a Google search, that has heightened sensitivity, which, when stimulated, may create a sexual response such as relaxation, thoughts of sexual fantasies, sexual arousal, and orgasm. So you could just simply, a woman's neck, for instance, or earlobes, depending on what she likes, could be considered.
That sounds like a progressive definition, because that could be a back rub.
Sure could.
It could be. It depends on the individual.
There's a lot of babies that came from back rubs, pal.
It depends on the individual. Now, if you want to get specific, you could say that genitals should not be shown, in which case breasts would not be considered genitals either because they're not used for reproduction. So I think that things should be, so you would agree then that in the idea of public property, at the very least, women and men should be treated equally, don't you think?
Well, equal rights under the law, sure. Individual rights under the law. Just like you stated before, as long as nobody else is getting hurt, should be able
Thanks
to do
for
what
the call
want.
Tonight.
Okay, now
Doug,
hold on a second. I got one
yes.
more question, though, guys.
Yes.
But is this moving towards a direction of public nudity?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have a problem with
Ian
it.
Ian wouldn't. I would. All and right. I would say the difference is
Let's
that
talk about it. If you want to hang on for that
sure.
discussion, Doug, you may. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, the problem here is public property. If it's private property, then I think anything goes. And I don't have a problem with public nudity either. What's the big deal? We were all born that way.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Free the Nipple campaign. The court decision has come down. It was released this week, and we've yet to really discuss it in detail and why it's a mixed bag. In fact, it's mostly a nasty bag. The judge in this case said a lot of really prudish things and justified the anti-female toplessness ordinance. He actually called it constitutional, but then dropped the charges against the ladies who were being charged with being topless. So we'll explain why he did that as best as I can understand with my legal analysis, which is worth, well, you know, whatever it's worth.
Crap.
Yeah. Actually, I think I'm okay, Mark, at this legal, like, yeah, I can do better than the average
better
person
than average,
at looking at a legal decision now, because I've gotten enough experience at that. But that has led to a larger conversation with Doug in Michigan, who called in. He's listening to Grand Rapids WTKG about the idea of full nudity. Should, you know, if women are allowed to go topless, which, by the way, men won the right to go topless like 100 years ago. I'd like to point that out. So it was illegal previously for men to be topless on public beaches. And then, men worked on that. You know, they had civil disobedience and they worked to change the law. And it was changed ultimately to allow them to be topless. And now women are trying to do the same thing. And I support them in it. But, Doug, you're saying, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Are you saying this is a slippery slope and that next thing it's going to be, full nudity in public?
Well, yeah, of course. I think that, sure.
And what would be wrong with that anyway? I mean, given that, and Mark doesn't agree with me on this, but, you know, given that we were born nude, what's the problem with being nude, besides the fact that it might be cold outside at some points?
Well, I could probably use a teeny bit of help on this, so can we hear Mark's opinion first?
Yeah, Ian's a frustrated nudist, and,
I'm not really a nudist, no. I just think people should be free to be nude in public if they want. As long as we have public property, then what's the problem with that?
So, public property, I would agree with you, creates all kinds of problems.
That's right. Tragedy to the common.
The most diehard nudist has to pay to maintain a particular park in a particular town.
They should be free to prance around.
In my opinion, that diehard nudist should be able to prance around in a pair of fairy wings, and that's it.
So
that's what they
want
to do. That's the problem with public property.
Right.
However, I would like to point out that the person who wants to do this the most is the person who should be doing it the least.
That's sometimes true.
And that's...
Nudists aren't known for being the most beautiful.
Nobody wants
physically
to see your naked body or have your butt.
But I could argue that anus. I don't want to see your face. I could argue that you've got an ugly face, that I don't like your hairstyle. I don't want to see your T-shirt.
You could argue...
So who cares if you don't want to see it? It's public property, and you should be able to wear what you want or what you don't want.
Well, I get where you're coming from, but we have sort of momentum, societal momentum up to this point.
Yes.
I would claim that you do nothing for the liberty movement, and that's what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned with doing away with public property. What you want to do is you want to make public property so distasteful that no one will ever want it. Now, let me ask you this.
Seems like an okay approach.
Is it all right for me? I can take this further than our adored caller here, and I can say, would it be all right for me as a naked person on public property to bring a shovel, dig a hole in the ground, and take a crap right in the middle of town square? Would that be okay with you, sir?
Technically, public property is neither owned, it's not owned by anyone.
So, yes. Your answer is yes?
I think that we should get rid of public property, but yeah, I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong.
If I want to stand on the corner and smear
that
feces all over myself.
Public property.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark, I don't know why you would want to do that, but I think that I think that might cause some social issues with you.
It's going to cause lots of social issues, and I think that that's how we handle public nudity. Nudity is best kept off in the corner.
Well,
but
then
I
use
think...
your social pressure. Don't use the police.
I didn't claim to use the police.
Okay,
did
but
I?
There are people who support using
sure,
the police
sure.
to arrest
let
people
me,
for
let
being.
Let me point out that the government only has one trick. It is a one-trick pony. It can they can tell you, but if they tell you. You don't listen, then they have to fine you. And if they fine you and you don't pay, then they put you in jail. So it's really only one trick. They have jail. So I would say that if somebody got caught running around naked in town or whatever, and there's been a few stories here and there of, some guy who likes to run at 5 o'clock in the morning buck naked, fine.
That happened in New Hampshire?
Not in New Hampshire. There's a bigger world than New Hampshire out there.
Well, I don't really care about the rest of the world.
I understand. But there are naked... People have genitals in
the rest
genitals,
of the world,
the rest of the world
though,
too.
The rest of the world can be instructive on this issue, specifically Vermont. Let's look at Vermont, where it is actually illegal to be naked. You don't really have a problem with this.
You had a guy down in downtown Brattleboro who got buck naked, brought out his boombox, and began doing gyrations.
That's hilarious.
It's funny. However, it is instructive. Wait a second. Stop interrupting me. It's instructive on what can happen when you have this kind of quote-unquote
Is the
freedom.
World ended in Vermont? Are
it
the
hasn't,
children
but
poisoned?
That guy went to jail.
What?
They put him in jail.
What, for lewd and lascivious?
Yeah, they put him for lewd and lascivious action because somebody didn't draw a line for
him. Did he get convicted?
I don't know the answer. I didn't follow the case.
I'd be interested in knowing details about that. But there are also some examples of, in Brattleboro, Vermont, they did actually, for a period of time, ban nudity in downtown. So they made a local
ordinance. Because of that guy!
No. It was also because of, I guess, some teenagers were getting naked and hanging out downtown.
Right. He was the straw.
Well. Okay. But I don't see what the problem is. I mean, the children are fine in Vermont. You know, the big concern with nudity is usually the children. And please don't tell me that the children of Vermont are somehow, you know, more maladjusted than the people in other
cities. They are, but
cities.
It's not because of that.
Okay. Why is it then?
What?
Why is
it a socialist cesspool?
It's actually a lot more free than a lot of places, Mark. I mean, you got to give them credit. Vermont was one of the potential destinations for the Free State Project. Go ahead, Doug.
I'm not so sure that public shaming would work either.
There's some people that it just wouldn't work on. I agree.
You know,
well, that's where
private property comes into play.
I see
more and more people walking around in the middle of the day, a lot of kids, a lot of moms, not too many older men, walking around in the middle of the day in the marketplace wearing pajama bottoms. You know, and to me that's
I
just
support
not
it.
Well, to me it's not conducive to a productive society and producer poverty, and that's our only choice, right?
Well, but I mean, if you're not feeling productive, you don't put your pants on.
That's my opinion, okay? But I tell them, I publicly shame them, and I don't do it in a mean way. I compliment them. I say, nice pajamas.
Nice pajamas.
And you know what they say?
Thank you. Yeah, I would say thank
it
you, too.
Work.
Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it
looks bad to wear pajamas out in public.
Thanks for the call, Doug. I appreciate hearing from you.
Guys.
Thanks for not calling the cops. And just, hey, that's the way to approach things, is to give somebody some feedback. If people get enough negative feedback, unless they're, you know, nuts, they'll probably change their behavior. But ultimately, that's where private property comes in. If you're dealing with a crazy person and you want the crazy person gone, then private property is the way to do that. I think a better example of this, and something that really people are, I think, more rightfully offended by, is panhandling. And there are a lot of people who don't like panhandlers, but ultimately, because of public property, it has to be allowed. Every time a state or local ordinance has attempted to ban panhandling, the ACLU has been successful at overturning those ordinances because it's a clear violation of freedom of speech on public property. You may not like the speech coming out of the homeless man's mouth. He may be lying to you in his speech, saying he wants the money for a bus ticket when he really wants it for some beer or some crack cocaine. But either way, he should be free to say those things if we have public property. But if sidewalks and streets were actually privately owned, then the private property owner would fully be well within their rights to say, no panhandling. You can't do that here.
I've watched a guy panhandle and then use the money to go into a convenience store and buy cigarettes. And, you know, that I just don't think that the people who gave him the money expected him to go buy cigarettes. It just doesn't seem like the what their expectation was. I generally don't give that way. I support the homeless shelter, and you know,
yep,
for
so
obvious reasons. And I feel like that handles that issue. If they ask me for money directly, I'll generally tell them no, I support the homeless shelter. And oftentimes they'll use that opportunity to talk to me about more things and then ask me for money again. Mm. And then I inform that I spent 8.5 years in prison. If I can make it, you can make it. Get out there and get a job.
Nice.
and then they think I'm a jerk. So, you know, I walk around as a jerk who gives to the homeless shelter. But, you know, homeless people annoy the heck out of me. If they're panhandlers, I think is what the term, not homeless people, because you can be homeless for a variety of reasons. But, you know, the panhandlers really ruin it for people who need money.
More about topless freedom and what happened with a court decision that was in favor of the topless activists, but not overtly. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Public property, nipples being shown, a court decision we're going to get into here. What did this judge, who actually dropped the charges, the criminal charges against these ladies for being topless on the beach in New Hampshire, what was his reason for doing that? He actually gives several reasons why he supported the ordinance, why he thought the ordinance against female toplessness was constitutional and didn't violate, he claims, the Equal Protection Clause. He makes some ridiculous claims, but then ultimately drops the charges. We'll explain what happened, and you can join us here. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 855-453. But first, to the phones and the fun, also to Skype, where Skype username for us, if you want to connect, is lrn.fm, and that's where we're going right now with Art on the line in Georgia via Skype. Hello, Art.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, before I get into my personal views on this, let's clarify something here.
Yes.
To the previous caller there, to support the definition that you gave, the word erogenous comes from the Greek word eros, which means love, and the English genus, which means producing. Thus, an erogenous zone is an area of the human body that has heightened sensitivity, which, when stimulated, may create a sexual response such as relaxation, thoughts of sexual fantasies,
right,
sexual arousal, and orgasm.
Which could
and
mean
then, of course,
any zone.
And then, of course, if you go to the American Heritage Stedman's Medical Dictionary, it refers to an erogenous zone as a part of the body that excites sexual feelings when touched or stimulated. Thus, this is not, as the previous caller said, some kind of progressive definition.
Yeah.
God, I really hate stupid people, and I don't say
well,
that.
Well, it's
like,
not nice to say okay? that about people. Just because someone doesn't know a definition of a word or disagrees with you doesn't mean that they're stupid.
Ignorance is something that leaves a really bad taste in my mouth. People shouldn't open their mouth when they don't really know what they're talking about. But
well, I don't agree with that either. I mean, I think that's how you get to new conclusions. You have conversations, you find out you were wrong about something, and the only way you'll generally be able to do that is by, you know, speaking your wrong opinion so someone can say, oh, wait a minute, you might be wrong about that. So I don't know if I agree with you on that, but go ahead, Art.
Well, I'll give you that. But to say that erogenous zones should be kept in the bedroom, well, I happen to have a very sensitive spot on my neck. Does that mean I should walk around wearing a turtleneck all year round? What about my earlobes? Very sensitive. Should I wear earmuffs? I have a spot on my leg, which is very, very sensitive. Should I never wear shorts because you might be offended because you see my erogenous zone?
Well, there are some
people who believe,
yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. And there are some people who believe that showing any skin whatsoever is going to turn people on. So not even
My attitude is that if they have that feeling, why not move to the Middle East where your entire body is covered up head to toe and become a Muslim?
Well, you could just, first of all, not all Muslims cover their entire body, so let's clarify that.
Well, you understand what I'm saying.
Secondly, one could don a burqa here in the United States. You don't have to move to the Middle East.
You're probably going to get as much trouble out of, maybe even more trouble out of donning a burqa than you would by walking around as a woman with your shirt off. And this is one of the difficulties. This is social norms, right? Like, people are going to have things to say. And that's what we're dealing with here is how do we want to go about enforcing social norms? And for me, I'm just not willing to go and throw people in jail, serve them bologna sandwiches on the government's dole, for it.
I'm also,
when they talk about, you know, should women be allowed to walk around without any tops on? There are those who would say that as you pointed out a little earlier, if you see some chick walking down the street with no shirt on, is this going to cause some deviant behavior? Look at tribes in other parts of the country where the men and women both walk around completely naked all day, every day for their entire lives. These folks are not sexual deviants.
Right.
It's perfectly normal for them. When you're born butt-ass naked. Does anybody in the hospital get offended by your naked little body? Of course not.
No.
When you're raising your children, you see your children naked. Let me ask you guys a question. When you walk in your bedroom, your wife or your girlfriend is standing there naked. Are you offended at her nipples? Of course not. Why do you let... You see, the problem we have here is people have allowed, whether it be the church or a government agency or some other supposed authority, tell them what is abnormal or offensive.
Yeah, and
instead
in my opinion,
being able to think for themselves and make their own decisions, they have been conditioned in the mind that this is unacceptable social norms. You know what? I can't stand social norms. Social norms are for ignorant people who cannot make their own decisions.
You know, and I don't even know what, and great passion, Art. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I don't even know what the social norm is here. Obviously, for someone who's a prude, their norm is that boobs should be covered up. That's their norm.
Right,
Those are the people that they hang out with. They believe that. Those are the circles that they run in. But for people who aren't prudes, the social norm is, what's the big deal? Being topless is no problem. I mean, most people like to see toplessness. It's not an issue. It's not something that's offensive.
That think that that are fine with toplessness are still going to say that the social norm is for women to wear shirts. And what I'd like to support that with is that, A, if you made it legal tomorrow all across America for women to be topless, the vast majority would choose not to do it.
It's the social norm for men to wear shirts, too. If what you're saying is the social norm is what happens most of the time, then you can make that statement.
No, I'm not. And that's not what I'm saying. I said that what they would identify as the social norm. I did not identify the social norm. I claimed what other people would identify it as. So, yes, there are times and places that it is inappropriate for a man to have his shirt off.
Mm.
And I'm talking about
on your own private property where they don't want that.
No, there's government rules, by the way, in many restaurants about men wearing shirts and not wearing shirts and that kind of things. You know, the
most of those rules, I'm pretty sure, are private rules where the private property owner would prefer people.
No, I'm pretty sure those are government rules about serving food and that sort of thing. But you should be able to go into a clothing store without a shirt on. But most clothing stores will say, no, you're not going to have that. This is not the way we want to do things.
I'd like you to find the government rule for me. I'd like to see you prove that claim, that it's a government rule that you have to have a shirt on inside a business.
Did you want me to start typing away on my computer
right
now?
I'm just letting you know. You've made that claim before in the past, and I don't know if I believe that it's true. I believe that in some places, perhaps it could be, but I don't think that across the board that is a true claim.
I find it interesting that many of the sort of the beach bars and that kind of thing can serve food to people, men who are topless, without it being a particular problem.
That was one of the things I was thinking of as I was questioning your claim.
But I have certainly been told that it's a rule that that's what they have to do. It's a law that that's what they have to do.
Were you told that by a bartender or a waitress or something like that?
Because
a lot of times a employee is misinformed on these matters. I remember when I was being hassled by years ago, it was actually, we talked about it in detail on the show, but years ago, one of my ex-girlfriends and I, and Johnson, our co-host from one of the weeknights, was at Albertsons. We were doing some shopping, and I think Johnson was buying some cigars or somebody was buying alcohol, and we were going through the line, and the cashier wanted to see all of the identities. She wanted to see all IDs from each participant in the line. Even though we weren't necessarily with Johnson, it appeared that we were with Johnson, and so because Johnson was buying cigars or whatever, we all needed to show ID to prove that we were over the age of 18. And I inquired as to whether or not this was a law or the store policy. And the person claimed that it was the law, but that person was not informed correctly. So even though the person worked for the store, they were unaware of the truth, which was that it was, in point of fact, a store policy, not the law. Now, in some places, it is the law. So maybe, that's why the store had that policy, because in some jurisdictions it is the law, and so they'll just apply it across the board. But you can't necessarily trust the employee as well aware of the difference between a policy of the business and the law itself.
According to McCall.com, the morning call, the bare facts, no shirt, no shoes, no service may be the rule, but it isn't the law.
Boom. It's just decor. It's just a private business owner's preference for what their customers should look like. And let's go on to your calls and thoughts here. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for checking that, Mark. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I'm not the perfect person to call in about this, but I feel like it should be talked about more, and someone's got to do it, and it's not happening. The death of John Connell.
John Connell, a great inspiration to me and the Shire Free Church. He's an early mover, one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project, which is a libertarian migration here to New Hampshire. He came here back in like 2003 or something. It's been a long time since he's been here. He sadly passed in a fire in the church, which the report from the fire marshal has yet to be released, to my understanding, as far as the investigation of that fire is concerned. But it was a truly tragic end to a truly, I think, inspirational man, and I want to hear what you have to say about him, so stand by, Dave. We'll continue. That's Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com, another early mover for the Free State Project, and I think somebody who could personally chalk up a number of inspired signers. A lot of people are moving to New Hampshire because of Dave's work, his video work on his YouTube channel. RidleyReport.com. We'll continue with him. Your calls are welcome. Hour 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.